because of last week, I'll just give like unrelated update. Because since we are our church family, and you guys, I know we're praying for Sean. He's still in the process of taking his test. It's a two-part test. He passed one part. Yeah. And he's got one to go. And, you know, God even has provided a free tutor that he's seeing on Wednesday through the school. And the program that he was at, the lady who was running wild with her own rules, which kind of put us in this situation, is like totally closed down. She was fired like a year ago. And yeah, so we're still working on that. He's working hard and we're praying. And it was cool because the first two songs when I was out there was some of the songs I had on repeat while he was taking his test. So I was like, let me just update you guys. The verse that I have to share is not necessarily like how people are like, oh, my, like my life verse, but it's one I think that someone else has for me that she always gives me a lot. Isaiah 32:18, my people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. So this kind of tied into some thought process I had when I was doing my video for our intro. This felt very literal to me, like your literal house will be safe, peaceful. And Misty's verse for the event, which now I keep saying confused, but it's with self-control, self-discipline. Like I always took that as a very literal, like you're not like physically moving like in a uncontrolled way. Like you're not like starting physical fights and kind of like in that, like a house, like an action. And lately I'm taking these as very like your body, you live in your body. So like you have to be like, hopefully, or you can try to be undisturbed and you can have self-control like in your thoughts